Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Monday night. We got a lot to get into, including the Levi's, as three of our awards have been given out today. So we'll get into those, and especially my thought on the best sixer of the last 20 years. We'll get to that coming up, a little Clearwater check-in later on. But we got to start here with something that's frustrating me, and it has to do with the fallout from the Carson Wentz situation. It has to do with the fallout both here and basically everything I read. Everything I read anywhere about this trade, about this, the end of the relationship here between the Eagles and Carson Wentz, it all has a similar tone to it. And that tone is that the Eagles fail, that this is an organizational failure by the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are a punching bag now. Everyone's mocking the Eagles for what went down here with Carson Wentz, with the quarterback position in Philadelphia, how far they've fallen since the Super Bowl. And I will start by saying, obviously, they've fallen. I agree with that. They are not a good football team right now, and a few years ago, they were on top of the world. It's been a tremendous fall in a short period of time. But as far as the quarterback situation goes, and the Carson Wentz story goes, and the saga that has been, you know, here for at least, I was going to say a year, but probably more than that, that now ends with Carson Wentz in Indianapolis, I reject the idea this is some sort of Eagles organizational failure, that this is the Eagles' fault that Carson Wentz right now is going to play for the Indianapolis Colts next year and not figuring it out here in Philadelphia. Here is what happened, and I'm going to boil this down to as simple as I could say it, because this is as simple as I understand it. Carson Wentz quit on the Eagles. That's it. Like that's why Carson Wentz is an Eagle today. Not because they want – you think the Eagles wanted to trade Carson Wentz off his worst year? Like you want to sell low on anything? No, of course you don't. Of course you don't. You know, I believe when the Eagles drafted – Jalen Hurts, that they thought there was a thought process that maybe in two years, you know, Carson Wentz would be more palatable to trade. He could be coming maybe down off his athletic peak at that point. Jalen could be ready. Boom. They can make a switch. A la Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick. That took 2 years. We see things like this. It's not immediate, but you kind of plan for the future and then you execute the plan when it's right for the team. There's no way in the world the Eagles planned on this. This wasn't the idea. If this was the idea, that's a failure. But it's like everyone doesn't want to say the truth. I don't know why. Like, Carson Wentz asked out. Carson Wentz is not an Eagle today, not because the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts, not because they whiffed on wide receivers in the draft. Carson Wentz is part of the Colts right now, and the Eagles are getting beat up over it because Carson Wentz didn't want to be here. And you could feel whatever you want to feel about that, but that's obvious that he quit on this team. He quit on the franchise that paid him $128 million. He chose not to compete anymore. At no point, at 0 points of this, did we hear Carson Wentz would want to be back. Carson Wentz would want to compete. He loves Philadelphia. I mean, really, just be real about it. Carson Wentz quit on the Eagles. That's why they are where they are right now. That's why they had to eat a cap hit of $33.8 million. That wasn't by choice. It was not by choice. That was by force of Carson Wentz and his agent. And if you don't believe me, listen to every good reporter out there for the last 2 months have been saying the same thing. Carson Wentz doesn't want to be in Philadelphia. And I got to hear everywhere I go, this is an organizational failure. Oh my, could you believe what happened to the Eagles? Yeah, can you believe their quarterback they paid 2 years ago asked out after one bad year, after getting benched because his play was so bad he deserved to be benched? That's why they're here right now. That's why they're a laughingstock. Lots of teams have bad years. Lots. A lot of teams have a year once in a while where they go 4-12 or go 5-11. It doesn't have to signal the end of the world. It doesn't have to be them leading every NFL column with, can you believe how bad things are in Philadelphia? No, it got worse because the quarterback asked out and they had to eat the largest cap hit in NFL history to accommodate a quarterback that didn't want to be here anymore. This didn't have to play out like this. Like, there was another road for this entire thing to play out, which is Carson Wentz coming back to the Eagles this coming season. He could have been here. No one forced him out the door. He could have said, I made a commitment to the Eagles, and as long as they want me, I want to come back to Philadelphia. He chose not to do that. And if he did that and they still traded him away, then all of this would be on them. But quite clearly, it's not. 215-592-9494. When you view this situation, like, all right, like one day we're going to look back on the Carson Wentz Eagles era, and we'll have our thoughts on all that. And then we're going to look back to the ending. Because at some point, someone's going to say to you, what happened, right? You're going to go on a trip somewhere. You're going to go somewhere out of town. Someone's going to see you in an Eagles hat or an Eagles shirt, maybe a Wentz jersey, maybe a Wentz Colts jersey, depending on if you're going to do that. Someone's going to say to you, what happened in Philadelphia? Like, what happened to the Eagles and Carson Wentz? And when someone asks me that, my first instinct is going to say he quit on the Eagles. The reason he stopped being part of the Philadelphia Eagles post the 2020 season is not because the Eagles didn't want him. It's not because the Eagles pushed him out the door. It's because he quit. He didn't want to be here anymore. Like, when we go back to the season and you watch what happened, nothing that happened was out of turn. The Eagles did nothing wrong by sitting him down. He was playing below standard of an NFL quarterback. Of course they'd sit him down. I mean, I can't believe he played as long as he did, considering how bad he was playing. And they went to a backup trying to give themselves a spark. Any team with a pulse would have done the same thing. So that wasn't grounds for get me out of here. They drafted a quarterback in the second round. It's happened before. It'll happen again. Like, quarterbacks get drafted all the time behind supposed star quarterbacks or starting quarterbacks, and most of them handle it quite differently than we saw here in Philadelphia. We know what Aaron Rodgers did when they drafted a quarterback in the first round with Jordan Love. We know what Tom Brady did when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round. How about Alex Smith in 2011 when they drafted Colin Kaepernick in the second round? They all lived with it. Everyone moved on and played good football because they're good quarterbacks. Here, it became this thing that just suffocated him, suffocated the team to the point where it ruined him. Like, that and just natural regression ruined the guy here in Philadelphia. And so this morning I'm waking up, I'm reading this. Two things I want to point out because they really just struck me and it really cemented what happened here. This was not the Eagles' fault that Carson Wentz is not an Eagle anymore. It wasn't their fault that he asked that. This is what he wanted. Carson Wentz quit on the Eagles. It's not the other way around. 215-592-9494. All right, Peter King. Football morning in America today. I'm told the Colts were his first, second, and third choices in trade, mostly because of Reich and also because he's a Midwest guy, and Indianapolis has about 1% of the sporting venom of Philadelphia. All right, so this is Philadelphia's fault now. He wants to be at a place that has less venom and no WIP. Then Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback. He and Wentz clashed, and Groh was fired as a result. While Press Taylor, who Wentz was close with, ascended. As a result, perception in the building grew that Eagles were coddling him and that Wentz couldn't handle hard coaching. That wasn't just us saying it. That was coming out of the Eagles. And then this one here, just for anyone out there who still is in denial of what happened here, still in denial of who is the reason this is no longer a marriage. This is from Albert Breer today. I mean, this is in print what we've heard. We've kind of heard through the grapevine and heard, you know, people saying without saying it for 2 months. Soon after the season ended, Roseman and Wentz's agent, Ryan Tolner, got on a call. Tolner and Wentz had debriefed, and Tolner passed along his own feelings in the situation that he wasn't sure Wentz would be at his best for a multitude of reasons in Philly anymore, and that the time might be right for the Eagles to get value for Wentz in a trade and for Wentz to get a fresh start elsewhere. Look, you don't have to have the words demand a trade to recognize what that is. When an agent calls a GM and says, yeah, you guys probably should start shopping the guy around. He didn't want to be here anymore. The reason this is the way it is, the Carson Wentz Eagles era, which I think during the season we wondered what was going on with it. When Jalen Hurts took over, we wondered what the future of it was. When the season ended and Doug Peterson was fired and they went on a coaching search that may or may not have been reported as looking for someone to fix Carson Wentz, people started to talk themselves into the idea that he was going to stay, that this marriage could be fixed, maybe a quarterback competition next year at camp. All that stuff was plausible. All of it. I said it on the air those nights that, although I wouldn't have done this, this is plausible. This could happen. He could come back, and there could be a quarterback competition, and we'll see how it plays out. But guess who didn't want that? Carson Wentz. So as this plays out, like, I'm tired of hearing the Eagles blamed for this. I'm not going to sit here and blame the Philadelphia Eagles for drafting a quarterback when they had concerns about their quarterback. They should have had concerns about their quarterback. He was obviously on the decline. So good on them. I'm not going to sit here and blame the Eagles for benching their quarterback when he was the worst in the league. Anyone with eyes could have seen he couldn't play at that level right now. Like he was torpedoing the season. So get him out of there, put the backup in. The Eagles went out of their way to try to put players around this guy. They spent on wide receivers. They drafted wide receivers. They drafted tight ends and offensive linemen. Didn't always work. And they made a lot of mistakes. But guess what? A lot of teams in the NFL miss on draft picks. A lot. You know who misses on draft picks all the time? The Patriots. You know who misses on draft picks all the time? The Packers. Like, this happens. This happens. It's not like only the Eagles miss on draft picks. Teams miss on draft picks. But 9 times out of 10, maybe 49 times out of 50, the franchise quarterback who was paid to be the franchise quarterback doesn't ask out because he doesn't like the situation anymore. Like, we rip guys in the NBA all the time for doing this stuff. James Harden with his fat suit trying to get his way out of Houston. And I'll say NBA players are way more dramatic about it, and they'll tank games and all that. And football players, for the most part, don't do anything like that. But it doesn't change the reality of all this. And I'm tired of hearing that the Eagles are to blame, that the Eagles are some disaster of a franchise because they made a mistake on one guy. And that was buying into this quarterback and believing in this quarterback and believing this quarterback could, one, be a great player, and two, could be the leader they needed. I mean, goodness gracious. If Carson Wentz didn't ask for a trade, he wouldn't have been traded last week. He was traded because his agent forced this whole thing. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll start with this tonight as we put a bow. And I want to say forever, but I'm sure Carson Wentz's name will come up in Philadelphia again. But we put a bow tonight, at least on the evening show, on the Carson Wentz trade and really how you're going to remember this. Because that's what it's all about now. Like, it's over, right? We know it's over. And when someone asks you, like, hey, what happened? Imagine if someone walked up to you and you're in a different city. You're not here in Philadelphia. What happened? Why did that relationship end? Well, you won't catch me saying, well, the Eagles ruined it. Oh, my goodness. They were so terrible of an organization. They pushed Carson Wentz away. He had to ask out. No, he didn't. Carson Wentz asked out because he didn't want to compete. Carson Wentz asked out because he didn't want to be here anymore. I mean, it's quite simple. And, you know, I hear all day, especially listen to midday and afternoon, people calling and saying they're going to root for this guy. They can't get their Colts jerseys and Colts hats. I mean, get a grip. We're going to root for this guy? I mean, you can if you want. I won't. I mean, the only thing I'm rooting for Carson Wentz in 2021 is to stay healthy, because I would never wish injury on someone, play all those snaps, play all those games, and lose them so the Eagles get a really high draft pick. That's all I'm rooting for. I mean, the guy quit on the city. He quit on the team. He quit on his coaches. He quit on his GM. Like, all the things that we, I'd say, put up highly in things we like about athletes, that we, you know, really respect about athletes in this town. And in the end, he didn't have a lot of those. Leadership qualities? Nah. Intangibles? Nah. You know, a guy that when the going gets tough, he gets going? Nah. Mental toughness? Didn't have that. And then, worst of all, he quit. Like, Scott Rolen's a great player, right? Scott Rolen's a great baseball player. He didn't want to be here at the end, and he got – people still don't love Scott Rolen. Hall of Fame caliber player. He's probably going to make the Hall of Fame in a year or two. And he – you know, no one has any affection here. Not many people have affection for him in Philadelphia. He asked out. That's part of it. He didn't want to be here anymore. And he got his wish and had a great career. But Carson Wentz has this legion of people either denying he asked out or believing – that this is all the fault of the team. Like, the team made mistakes. There's no question about it. The team made a lot of mistakes, and they drafted poorly in a lot of areas. But that happens with other franchises, and their quarterbacks don't ask out. Carson Wentz is no longer an Eagle because he didn't want to be here, not because the Eagles are incompetent. I mean, they can make mistakes, and the quarterback can still say, all right, I'm under contract. I'm going to play. I'm going to play to be here. I'm going to play for my job back. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Andrew is in Delaware. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on?
Andrew, what are you thinking here tonight, man?
Man, I'm going to say it like this. I defended Wentz for a very, very long time. And, you know, at work, you know, it was always the water cooler type conversation. And I just get sick and tired of how in the world, like, this guy, he did do some things, you know. But, like, I mean, he wasn't like a savior. Like, you know, you take a guy like Donovan McNabb who just get ridiculed over and over and over and over again. And this guy, I mean, he didn't have nearly as much as Wentz has ever had, you know? And, I mean, he went his whole career basically in Philly except for, like, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years having it wide receiver. And here we are, we talk about, you know, Wentz didn't have this, Wentz didn't have that. But I'm just saying, I'm like, come on now, man. And I can't believe these polls that's going on that's, like, you know, in favor of him. Like, come on. But we had that same conversation for Donovan McNabb, somebody who, I mean, he played on a broken ankle for what, like a half? Like, come on. Like, all the things that he did, he had quarterback situations that he had to fight, you know, Garcia, Cobb, all that type stuff, and he persevered. You got to do what you got to do. And I just can't believe that people try to say, some of your cohorts try to say that Wentz had a worse situation. You know, like, no, McNabb had a worse situation. So I can't believe it.
And you know what McNabb did? He just played. He played and he won football games. Yeah. Look,
now he ran his mouth.
Sure.
He did run his mouth a lot.
But he never asked. He never asked out of here. He never did that.
He never asked out of here. Even when he got out of here, like you said, it was just he did what he had to do. But he played, you know, to the best of his abilities. I mean, he had all those situations even in 2008. You know, it was like he had those situations. But when he got benched, he came back in and he did what he had to do. And even when he left, you know, he still was a Pro Bowl player. I mean, so I just don't get it. I don't understand why we are on Team Wentz and he hasn't even done anything for us. I mean, yes, he had the one MVP year, which he should have actually still won. But other than that, it's like, how are we on this guy's train? And we look at McNabb and it's like, okay, McNabb went to 5 NFC championship games. I mean, and and matter of fact, all the NFC championship games he went to, he didn't have a wide receiver. I mean, take T.O. out of this situation. Like, he didn't have anybody.
Well, and he didn't even have T.O. And he didn't have T.O. in those playoff games, right? At the Super Bowl, came back, but he didn't have him in the
team. Yeah, right. Yeah, Chad Lewis. That's about it.
It's incredible, Andrew, and I appreciate the call, man. It is incredible that we sit here, and all I'm hearing is blame on the Eagles. Like, we all understand the Eagles made mistakes, but lots of teams make draft mistakes. Lots of teams make mistakes at free agency or pick the wrong guy or whatever. But it doesn't mean the quarterback ass out of town. I mean, when the going got tough here for Carson Wentz, he didn't want to be here. I don't believe the Eagles would have traded him at this juncture if he didn't ask out. I don't believe it. Like, no team voluntarily eats the cap hit like that. They wouldn't. Like, would this have been the plan a year from now, potentially, if Carson Wentz wasn't great next year and didn't bounce back? Yeah, probably. I don't think he was long for Philadelphia. But the idea that the Eagles would have done this now and this is all they're doing, the quarterback didn't want to be here. I mean, that's like the of all these things we've talked about for 2 months, basically, that's the biggest thing that's happened here since the end of the season. He asked out. Mad Mike, King of Price. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Mike. What's on your mind?
So let me start off by saying this. In your own words, Joe, you said a while back that Howie Roseman did not like having an expensive quarterback, and he came to that realization, and that was what led him to want to draft
Hurts.
Jalen
Hurts. Yeah, I do believe that, yep.
So let's take that writing. If you put those pieces together, then how is Wentz, who's on the team, what if he puts those pieces together, and he's like, well, I'm the odd man out? Because let's also think about this. And, like, I am on the player side here because players have a finite number of years that they can play. So why would Wentz want to stay here, possibly lose his job in an unfair, like, all things being equal, if they prefer a cheap quarterback, even if Wentz outduels him in some QB competition, they could still go with Hurts. So now he's sitting on the bench wasting his playing days. And right now he had the leverage to go ahead and say, I want out, send me somewhere where I want to be. So why are we, like, up in arms about this? Are we offended because he didn't want to be here? Are we that, like, sad? Like, the Eagles have screwed this up. They've done everything wrong. They never made this guy feel like he was their guy. And they did things like they never put the right players around him. They drafted poorly, and they did this. And they brought in Hurts with the second pick. If I had that cachet, and if in my job they brought in a younger, cheaper project manager and put him right behind me, I'd get my resume updated too and go elsewhere, because what's the point?
Yeah, and I hear that, but when they paid him a couple years...
No, you hear it, but you're upset because you're like, oh, well, you should fight for it.
Because he's not filling up, he's not upholding his end of the bargain. They gave him the most guaranteed money ever, and the first time things got rough, he ran away.
But it wasn't just the first time things got rough. They have failed to give him proper talent for years now. They just have not properly set this guy up to succeed. And like, let's just be honest. The GM is a moron and isn't going to get it right, and he's going to blame everybody else and do everything else to make him seem like to protect his job. So why would Carson want to stay in this toxic environment? I don't even want to root for the Eagles anymore. So, like, and I live here, and I don't want to root for this team because this team is toxic and run poorly.
Well, unfortunately, you can't get to Indianapolis as easy as he did.
Well, yeah, but I can, you know what? I can see why someone like him would want out. And if you can't, if we can't be honest with ourselves that this is a poorly run franchise, and if you are the level of that the talent that Wentz is and he can force a trade, then you by all means should do it.
Well, and he did. And, Mike, I appreciate it. Look, and he can do what he wants. Like, I'm not mad at Carson Wentz for forcing a trade. Like, maybe I'm coming off the wrong way. I'm not mad at him. I'm happy this happened because I think the Eagles would be better off. But what I'm frustrated at is how everyone nationally is blaming the Eagles. Even locally, too. Like, the Eagles are this dumpster fire that, of course, he had to run away from. He's part of the reason the thing's on fire here. They paid him to be one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, and he was terrible. The team was bad this year in large part because of him. Like, you can't set fire to the building and then walk out and say, boy, I got to get out of there. It's hot in there. That's what he just did. Like, let's think about what happened last season. Yes, they have a roster that's obviously deteriorating. They're not as good as they were a couple years ago. But they're not as bad as they looked in a lot of those games. They could have won some of those games if the quarterback play was up to par. And it wasn't. I'm just tired of the Eagles getting blamed here for the quarterback asking out. That was his decision. 215-592-9494. Why did this thing end? Like, when you think about this, when someone asks you, like, hey, why did the Eagles-Carson Wentz relationship, why is it over right now? The answer, in my mind, is simple. Carson Wentz didn't want to be here. He asked out. That's the answer, not that the Eagles forced him out or pushed him away. I don't believe that. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.